We are back here on 102.5 The Game. The sports revolution continues. Willie Donick, Big Joe on the go here with you. We'll get back to the Peyton Manning story at 5 o'clock. Just got to talk a little hoops. Right now, time to address the Rads Watch, which has been going on now for well over a week. Kevin Allen from USA Today joins us. Obviously, he's been on this story as well and very, very interested in this entire saga. Kevin, you've watched Alexander Radulov going back to his time when he was a young 20-year-old playing here in Nashville. I guess as you follow this back and forth, I guess things are just a little different in Russia, how this works. And he's still not here yet, but I guess the Predators have crossed all the hurdles. At least for now, it looks like he's going to be a Predator.
Well, it sure does. I mean, I think that's the way the Predators are operating. And that, you know, if you read even the quotes coming out of Russia, that's what they're saying. I guess the only question remains is, you know, how strong are his alliances to the KHL next season? But, you know, I think if you're the Predators, you worry about next year, and you worry about this year. And, you know, the Predators are very close to being, maybe they are the favorite in the Western Conference with Radulov coming back. But if they're not the favorite, they're certainly among the top three favorites. And I think that's what you concentrate on, you know, to be able to add a premium dangerous scorer after the trade deadline. Because of circumstances that you paid a price for a few years ago when he walked away. I think, you know, that's the way they look at it. And, you know, they certainly probably have to have some trepidation about the fact that with the potential even for a lockout next season, you know, he could head back to the KHL. And if he goes back again, will they ever see him again? I think that's a possibility, but I don't think you can think about that.
Well, it appears that the KHL is doing what they can to protect their asset. And from Radulov's perspective, it appears that because he would be a restricted free agent at the end of the year, he set himself up here very nicely individually. He plays the rest of the year. He satisfies the 1 year where he's relatively inexpensive for his deal. And then as a restricted free agent, if he was only in the pool of the NHL teams, that would allow the Predators to maybe get him for a little less money on the next contract. But he can, if he has that card in his pocket saying, I can go back to the KHL, that's going to up the ante. So the Predators want to keep him. It looks like that's going to cost them upwards of, what, $5, $6 million. They're going to have to commit to him long-term if they want him to stay past next year, it would appear.
Well, I would think so. I mean, I think his circumstances are special. He's already proven that he's willing to go over to play in the KHL. I think with some players, you'd say it would be an idle threat. It certainly isn't with him. And I think he would argue that he's, you know, fully established himself like a star. You know, I'm sure the Predators say, yeah, but that was in the KHL, which, you know, the level of play isn't quite what the NHL is. But I think, and I wrote in my blog today, that I think he'll use, like, the Grabowski contract as a starting point. I'm sure he's going to say, you know, I can do more for the Predators than Grabowski can do for Toronto. So, you know, let's start there. And, you know, if you think I can't go anywhere, well, I can. I can go back to Russia where I'm, you know, I'm a premium player. I'm among the best players in the league. And I think, you know, if you're the Predators, I think you know, you consider signing him. If he performs the way that they expect him to in these final few games and in the playoffs, if they have a lengthy run, this does a lot for the franchise. If you're trying to convince Suter and Weber to stay, what they really want to see is a long-term commitment to having a top franchise for years to come. Well, if you've got a premium scorer to go with your two premium defensemen and a premium goalie, every team in the league, you look around, has four players that they're paying a lot of money to as the, you know, the bedrock of their team. I mean, why wouldn't you do that? And again, the only difficulty is we don't quite know where Radulov is. I mean, we know he's a premium player over there. We know he's a dominant player. We expect he will do the same over here. But, you know, we've seen some instances like Yuri Hudler, who had some transition problems when he came back. Antti Mittinen in Winnipeg has not been the same player that he was before he left. You know, the good example is Jágr, but, you know, Jágr has been terrific over here as he was over there, but he was fully established over here before he went. And although Radulov, I thought, played well over here, you know, he isn't quite as established, obviously, as Jágr was.
Kevin, when Willie told me what you said with this Radulov thing comes to the fruition, he comes back to the team, how you feel the Predators now become the team to beat in the Western Conference. Will that happen, you think so, with Radulov?
Yeah, I do believe that. I mean, I think they already have a chance to to reach the finals. I mean, you look at the record against St. Louis, it's 2-1-1 against Vancouver. The Red Wings are not playing well. And I know they traditionally play well against Nashville and Detroit, but, they're struggling right now. So, even without Radulov, I think they're in pretty good shape to make a run, with him. He feel like the missing piece? He does to me. I think their scoring has been better than everyone anticipated. But if he performs at the highest level, I mean, what you're looking for in the playoffs is a flag carrier. And I think he has the potential to do that offensively. And, of course, as everyone in Nashville knows, the Predators have never had an offensive flag carrier. And I think he could be that guy.
Kevin, before we let you go, I worry if I'm a Predator fan about two things. Number one, if there is this tug of war between his agent in the NHL, his agent in Russia, and the NHL versus KHL, I just worry about that being a distraction for Radulov when there's relatively little time. Thank goodness there are 8 or 10 games that he'll be able to play in before the playoffs start to get acclimated. And then on the other end, the chemistry issue that Barry Trotz is going to have to manage. Those two things, I think, are the only potential negatives. But those two negatives, I think, are realistic.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I think that's a fair comment. But, the chemistry issue, I think, will be resolved by the fact that I think this team is hungry for success. And I think they realize that adding a player of his magnitude. Look, even though most of them didn't know Radulov when he was there before, they understand that, he was a Predator. So I think that kind of mitigates the, the damage there. And, with regard to how he feels about it, he's been around the block a little bit. Even though he's a younger player, he's played at a high level in international play, and he has a history of performing in big games. I think that kind of says to me that he has an ability to push that aside and concentrate on the task at hand. And, he knows the money's going to be there. If it's not with the Predators, it'll be in the KHL. And, again, because he's such a star over there, I think he recognizes that he doesn't have to worry about it. That, whatever happens next fall, he's going to be well paid.
Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us. You'll have an interesting blog about this. Just go to usatoday.com.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, Kevin Allen is with USA Today. Kevin, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
Very compelling story with Alex Radulov appearing to come back to Nashville, but there certainly are some questions on what happens at the end of the season.